welcome everyone to another edition of the Cooley with Lock Podcast Show. Congratulations to the Wright brothers. The Wright family. You won your case and your son, and shouldn't have happened. The woman got what she deserved. But remember, both families lost someone. Okay? My side of prayers goes to both sides of the family. Nobody really won. But to the Wright family, congratulations. Sorry of your loss. Just to show you that justice is served in everything. And anybody been watching the case about the right that happened? Well, I think in Missouri, somewhere, young lady shot young man. His name was Dante Wright. And went to jail for it. The jury found him guilty. So, congratulations. But like I said, there's no one inside. Both families lost someone. African American, that's two for us. Remember the young guy who was killed on national TV? On the white top, like I said, that's two for us. Show the bad cop. We ain't joking no more. Well, justice has prevailed and made its presence. And told the police officers across this country twice, enough is enough. Then the young man was killed by that white female police officer in Missouri. Now she gone to jail. And thank you God, thank you. There's no winning. The women's side, you know, and both families lost someone. That's what I'm trying to say. Both families lost. And that's all I can really say. And I'm glad that the family got the justice they got, you know, and send a message out to these police officers. But I think the young man was wrong too. Don't get me wrong. Should have never happened. She should have never shot him or nothing. No. But I tell these young people right now, especially you black, please, if police officers stop you, stop. Don't fight them. Do not fight them. Okay? You'll never know who you're going to get. You're going to get a bad officer. You're going to saying, hey, I'm going to get me a Negro today. Nobody's going to touch me. My federal police officer is going to have my back. No, you never know what kind of police officer you're going to get. And you get one of those nice police officers and you don't do what they say. No. He could be triggered just like that. No. Could be nice in one end, and then you make it bad for that next person he stops, you make it bad for that person. I mean, the young man should have never got shot, never got killed. The woman should have known right or wrong. She should have known from right or wrong by which gun to use. She knew. I think she was lying. True. She knew what gun she was using. She knew she didn't have no taser in her hand. That's my point. Okay? She knew that. And she knew that she shot him. And she got what she deserved. You know? She going to jail. You know? She killed an innocent human being. I mean, there was other ways to handle that. Resisting arrest and all that. You didn't have to kill the man. And family got what they deserved. They got what they wanted. You know? They got justice for their young man. The mother and the father got justice for their son. And his siblings and his brothers and sisters. And I'm really proud of them. But still, there's no winning side because that she messed what she did, she messed her family up too. Including the family that she took away. So her poor decision destroyed both families. You know? That one poor decision destroyed both families. And wow. It's unbelievable. Really unbelievable. You know? It's just what decided that you're going to do what you're going to do, you know? Why? Why you did that? Just tell me why you did that. You in jail now, so you can't tell me. But, officers, I don't know what to tell you. I can't tell you how you do your job, you know? Citizens, African-American citizens, I can't tell you what to do, but I'm trying to put it out there. If you get stopped, please do what they tell you to do. And we won't see none of these cases no more. And they're talking about Dante Wright right now on CNN. I feel sorry for the family because they won't have the young man at Christmas this year. He won't have a father, the young boy, that he had a kid. He won't get to see his son graduate. And now, as a father, as a young man, and have a young man out there who's driving, I mean, I wake up and say, every day, please God, don't let this be the day. Don't do this to me. Protect him every day. Let him be wisdom and smart. Got a young man who's driving, so proud of him. We're going to see each other Saturday. And I ask God, please don't let this be the day. Don't let me go through what other families went through. I just ask him, you know, let him make it to my age. Let me see him make it to my age. Let me see him. I got him. No. Don't do this to us. I mean, this family, my family been through a lot. My children been through a lot. Don't do this to us. And I feel sorry for all the family who had to go through this. From Baltimore to across the country. And the Wright family, they got that justice. And I'm real proud that the jury found the lady guilty. She knew what gun she was using. She knew that she shot him. Then she gonna be on TV acting like she's crying and everything. But she ruined her family and she ruined Dante Wright's family. And like I said, and this is my point. There's no winning side. Both families were ruined by the decision that she made. Now, who knows what's going through her head? Only God knows that, you know? But this, I don't hate the woman, nothing. I don't hate no one. And I don't wish that on no one to hate anyone. Don't hate. Never hate. Hate is a terrible, strong word. Okay? Never hate nobody. The Bible says, forgive those who do you wrong and beyond. You got to forgive, no matter how painful it is. You got to forgive. You know? And some people will take time to get to that level of forgiving. You know, I know when Candace passed away, it took me a little while to forgive God. You know, I just turned against him, or I was just ready to go too, you know. I mean, my baby girl, she ain't gonna get to see 21, you know. She's not gonna get to see her wedding, nothing like that. And you know, I was real angry, but I found the nerve to forgive him, you know, and forgive man for making this awful disease, cancer, because it's man's fault. It's not God's fault. It's man's fault. You know, the stuff they put in our food, stuff they spray on our food. I don't think you never heard about cancer in the early 60s and 50s. Our grandparents and our parents, they were living healthy. All of a sudden, when AIDS came out, cancer just came out. You know, start spraying our food with chemicals and stuff like that, and then brain cancer, throat cancer, stomach cancer, all this kind of cancer because of man. And I'm blaming it on man. You hear me? Hear me? The District of Columbia, people in Capitol Hill, it's your fault. Do something. You know what? You know this going on? Stop putting your money up your poop hole and start finding a cure for this. And start putting more gun controls out and then putting laws for these cops who want to shoot people. Put tougher laws on the table. Both of you, Democrats and Republicans. Start doing your job. Because that's two for African Americans. Two. Hear me, Republicans? Two. We won two cases. We tired of it. African Americans are tired being a victim of skinheads, Nazis turning their sheets into badges and coming in and trying to kill black people. That's what you're doing. And y'all know this, because there's some skinheads in Capitol Hill. People don't know it, but it is. That's why January 6th happened. Don't know. Wake up, America. Wake up. Okay, calm down. Right, family? 100%. So proud of y'all, if y'all listening. And just pray for the rest of the black young men across the country that this will never happen again. And that's all people with African American, Hispanic, and don't have no problem with black people, including white people who don't have no problem with black people and all, including the good cops. Let's pray that we never have a Dante Wright, Freddie Gray, the guy who got killed on national TV, who was choked to death. Let's hope all these victims, Michael, the guy who had the hoodie, I keep forgetting some of them names, but who was just going to the store to get Skittles. All the black men who passed away on time. Family suffered. This is another victory for everyone who lost a family member of the evil cops. Even the ones in Baltimore who got away with it. Evil cops. This is two for us. And we will keep fighting. They're not above the law. It's because you got a gun and a badge. You're not above the law. Leave our young people alone. Not all of them is criminals. Not all of them do drugs. Some of them come from a wealthy family. Can't just blame it on every African American. One, we don't have the ships. Two, we don't have the border patrol. It's white people who got the badges who controlling the border. Say it again. It's white people down there by Mexico who controlling the border. Okay? And that's all I'm saying about that. My listeners, do your work. Do your homework. Do your homework. You know, when money talks, people turn their heads. All right. Okay. Getting too rough on the Republicans and Democrats because it's both of your fault. President, I don't care who you are, Democrat or Rice, Democrat or Republican president. You need to pass tougher laws. Laying down a hammer real hard on these trigger finger police officers. So, I'd like to welcome my new guests, my new audience. And thank you for my promoters who helped me get y'all and all my promoters who listening, who helped me promoting my show and everything. Thank you so much. God bless y'all. And got me all these cities and states, New York, Maryland, California, Illinois, Ohio, and others. That's right, others. Rhode Island, the District of Columbia, and others, listeners. I'm just hoping the rest of the country would listen to this show. Like I said, it's a show about truth. It's also the show about nothing. It's a show about UFOs, strange things, and I like to talk to you about the AI. I heard some things about AI that you're not going to believe. I'm going to put that on, let y'all listen to it. I found this stuff on YouTube and stuff. I found some stuff that you can play a video game, and this company got this device that you put on your head, and it, all you have to do is look at the screen, it can control the TV and everything. It's still in development. Still in early development, but I was watching on YouTube. It's this device, I'm not joking, y'all. Not joking. This is not no science fiction book thing. It's the device that you can put on the back of your head. It reads your brain, and you control the TV. It's like a VR game. I'm not kidding, y'all. California, I know y'all listening. Hollywood, you're probably taking notes. But this is not no Hollywood movie plot. Okay? This is real. This is not no science fiction movie plot. Star Wars, Star Trek, bullcrap and stuff. This, I'm telling you the truth. If you can find this device on YouTube, I'm not kidding you. I swear. Probably in the next episode of Beyond, I'm going to show you this device. Just like I said, I'm going to show you Black Wall Street. I'm going to find these stories and let y'all listen to it. But I'm not kidding y'all. But before we go along, they'd like to thank all the states. Like I said, New York, Maryland, California, Illinois, and Ohio, Oregon, District of Columbia, and Rhode Island, and others. Welcome to the show, Corey Whitlock Show. It's a strange show. It's really weird. And I'm not aware of God. I'm a father of five. Lovable father. Proud of my son. Military brat. And sometimes don't call my family. And don't call my uncles and aunts. They get really upset with me. And what I should be doing. I'm sorry. I don't. But that's not the show, though. You'll know more about me. You know. If you listen to past episodes, I tell you some of my life stories and some of my testimonies that I met on the show. I testified some of the things that I did when I was married. You know. Testified I missed payment on my gas electric. I admit it. I'm a really weird guy, you know. But some of those things you just have to get off your chest, you know. You know, and you just have to let it go. And you have audience who, you know, been through what you've been through, divorce, some of the things that you probably, if you did listen to the past episodes, and you can understand some of the things I've been through. Some of the things that I did, some of the things, you know, and talk about my daughter Jessica. On Facebook released some memories. Sometimes Facebook goes back, remind you of some of the videos that you posted. And Facebook had a flashback of a video that I made when we was at court. And I like to tell my family and Michael, that was 4 years ago. Okay, and yeah, I didn't have no choice. No one would fight for me. Rich Cross wasn't there. No one from Rich Cross was there. No one didn't even go to court with me. No, to tell my lawyer what they want, what I wanted, you know. And they didn't even let me in the courtroom. My lawyer went in the courtroom. After the divorce lawyer passed me to the public defender. And you know how public defenders are. They get paid whatever. Yeah. Everybody has a public defender know what I'm talking about. Your chances, well, whatever you're going to court for, your chances is very bad. Is it trying to get your child, or hopefully you never did nothing really serious. Because the next home will be behind bars if they don't really care about you. Some of the public defenders do care. Some don't. Some believe that you're guilty. They just stay standing there because that's their job to defend you. But, and this is what this public defender was. He was this white public defender, you know. And I should be knowing where my daughter at. And just listen to the past episodes, you know, and still hoping that we'll find Jessica, and we'll start having a family reunion again. Now, my Michael, he's the most lovable boy, so blessed to have him as my son. You know, he really stepping in to help Daddy to find his sister, you know, and Myra, and all, and he's gonna be with his older sister Ashley on Christmas, and with me too on Christmas. It will be our first Christmas in a long while, probably since I guess, 8 years ago when Candace passed away. The last time we was together over our Nancy house, I had them all together. Jessica, Michael, and Ashley. I don't think Donna was there. But I had Michael. And I also had Michael here at the house with his brother and two sisters. In 2014, October 2014. You know, but after we did the reunion in April, we got together again. We was hoping that Myra would come, but we was trying to get together, and we haven't been together since then, since 2016, and we were trying to break that gap. So that's the Whitlock story. But lovable boy, he's young, and that's why I say I'm really nervous every time I get up, and I just ask the good Lord, not today, okay? Please, not today. Just bring me good news. Something good my kids is doing. And I'm sure that's every parent pray to God now, because just the things that we see and saw in the past. You know, once again, with the right family, I'm very sorry for your loss and all, you know. Very sorry for your loss, and I just, don't worry, he's in a better place though. He don't have to worry about nothing else no more. He's in the hands of the good Lord now. And don't worry, she only God really know the truth, what was going through our head and everything, and he will take it from there, you know. He will take it from there. All you have to do is forgive him, okay? And your brother, your son, your uncle, your nephew, it's in a better place. They all are, okay? This is all the victims who fell victims of police violence. And your loved ones is in a better place, and they watching over you, all right? They watching over you. Their bodies might be gone, but their spirit is living forever because of y'all, because of the love of y'all. And he's up there with the good Lord. And we all will see each other again on Judgment Day. And you will see him again. The Bible says so. God says so. And when God says so, he don't go back on his promise. Like man do. Okay. So be strong. Be brave. And help other people who is going through this as well. And help pass tougher laws for the police. Keep fighting. Keep talking to your Congress. Keep talking to your senator. The more you fight, the more you call up there, the more you march in Washington, they work for us. We don't work for them. They work for us. Get together with other victims. Ask them to pass and put more tougher sentence on police officers. Okay? No violence, people. Like, that's exactly what the Republicans want. You go around breaking stuff up and all. Don't give them what they want. Just don't give them what they want. No. Just fight. Fight for your rights. And things gotta change, you know. This gotta change. Chicago, y'all gotta change. Los Angeles, y'all gotta change. Rhode Island, you ain't out of this. I know you got crime there too. Definitely the District of Columbia. Um, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all got the new addition coming. Wow. Y'all lucky. Y'all get the new addition on that tour. Charlie Wilson and the other group is going to open up for them guys. All six guys is back together, still going on tours. These guys, they started when they was this young. Got that TV movie. Very good TV movie. If you haven't seen the story of the new edition, go to BT. Watch that. Watch the story of the new edition. Wow. It will make you think about the record injury. I mean, yeah. Wonder why they kept doing what they was doing when they were making them with this $1. And Candy Girl, Mr. Telephone Man were making millions. They was only bringing home $1. And these guys still going on. They've been through stuff. Divorces. Trials and tribulations. Ronnie, Ricky, Bobby, Mike, Joe, and Johnny. They went from BBD, Ralph Tranfan, Soto, Bobby Brown, Soto, Johnny Gill, Soto. And then they came back together and gave us another hit. One Love. Y'all got the last album that they made together? One Love? Really great album. I don't know how well it did, but those who got the tickets in Ohio, Cleveland, I'm very upset, you know? I'm a guy, but New Edition's my boys. You know, they should stop here in Baltimore first. You know, we were close. We dislike Boston. They should give Baltimore the first, you know? Sorry, New Edition. Y'all listening. Sorry. I'm this upset. Just Ohio, Cleveland. Yeah, I know. Like, calm down. Just New Edition. They get Ohio get the first dibs. First look. Very upsetting. Bobby, you're proud of this. But why? Stone Cold. Very Stone Cold, Ralph. Just poison, BBD. Very poison. Very poison. Baltimore love y'all. We love y'all when y'all came down here. Hope y'all shot past. We still got that arena. You know, the city ain't built a new one yet. We still got the circus arena where they just stick everybody in one big old 1970, you know. I saw y'all when y'all came down the Hippodrome downtown. A little small, but New Edition. Y'all should get the stadiums, you know. That's how much we love y'all. Y'all should get both stadiums. Because we'll pack them. We'll pack both stadiums for you. I'm just saying. We'll show you the love. Baltimore will show you the love. Those who 35 and older know what I'm talking about. Especially the ladies. This guy's who got your album too. Some guys got your album so they impressed their girlfriends. But y'all my boys. I like your songs. You know? My boys. This very poison. But it's your prerogative. It's your prerogative. Do what you want to do. Very Stone Cold. So, New Edition, they're coming to Cleveland. Revelation. Let's hope they They don't miss Baltimore. We're right by that little city called Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. We're neighbors, okay? So don't pass us by. Don't pass us by. But I'm sorry. But New Edition, great group. I mean, they've been through a lot, man. And you go through a lot when you get up there. But one thing about this group, they brothers. They brothers to the end. Just like the Jacksons and Temptations, they brothers to the end. They've been around since 83, from the 80s. 80s, 90s, 2000, 2021. This group is still going on. Now, I'm not really a new Kids on the Block fan, but those lazy boys, they need to get back together too and get their fans with New Edition and giving their fans. Now, new Kids on the Block, I got your albums. I listened to some of your songs. Some of your songs are good. Not good as New Edition, but good. But you need to get your butts up. Because the New Edition can keep going. Y'all can find a way to get back in that studio. Give them my album. Give them a movie. BET would do it for you. They don't care you white. They would do it for you. Give them a movie. Y'all from the MCA. Y'all from the same person who discovered the New Edition, the same white boy, you know, who got cussed out by their mothers. You know? I know y'all been through a lot too. One of y'all groups burnt down their mission on. I don't know which one of y'all did it. But y'all group, y'all boys, y'all brothers, y'all brotherhood. You know, just like the military. Brotherhood. Same way. Military has the same formation. Once you're in that division, in that platoon, you brothers. They got five people in each platoon. Five or six. Y'all look out for each other. Y'all watch each other's backs. Y'all boys. Y'all should be on tour with New Edition. If y'all was on there and Jealousy was on there, Charlie Wilson was on there, that would be like a Jackson, Tina Turner, old school, Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Lionel Richie and his group, the Commodores. That would be just like that. You know, that y'all would be giving us that. But Jealousy, they a good group too. But I'm gonna end the Jealousy, you know. What they had, don't get me wrong, guys. Great songs, love you. Y'all boys too. But Jealousy, New Kids on the Block, New Edition. Just imagine the Jacksons, Temptation, and the Spinners, and all of them did a tour together. They did a victory tour together. That victory tour, the Jacksons did. They would let them go on tour with them. Just imagine that would have been a successful tour. Now, that would have been, but the victory tour was a mess. Michael got back to Los Angeles and announced that the band is breaking up and all. I didn't like that Michael did that. He did his brothers wrong when that happened. Yeah. Should have never broke up the family band group. He could have went on solo and did his solo thing and came back. New Edition did it. Why could he did it? You know? Love Michael. Missed you. You know, but you shouldn't have did your brothers like that on a victory tour. I mean, it seemed to me he didn't really want to do it. It was a terrible tour His brothers had to take the bus. He took a jet plane. I mean, your own blood, but you making them take a bus. Wow. New Edition had the same problem. That eagle went over their head. I saw the movie. They all was taking different buses on their Home Again tour. It was just like the Victory Tour. I think every group have a disaster tour. Every group had to go through this. You get so money, you get all that money, and you get beyond your brothers, and you think you're better than your brothers and all that stuff. And then one member of the group just messed it up for everyone. Bobby Brown. New Kids on the Block, one of their members. Now, and the list goes on. Temptations, one of their groups. Jermaine, he left the group. Commodores, Lionel Richie, I don't know what happened. OJs, Sprinters, the list goes on, guys. So, but these groups are the hottest groups alive. And they were the greatest groups of all time. And Commodores, OJs, and the Spinners was one of the best groups in the 60s and 70s. I don't care what the hell they say about the Beatles. They didn't have nothing on this group. Temptations, Commodores, they could blow the Beatles way back across sea where they came from. Black people, we had the music. You know, that's why white people were trying to steal it from us. Because we had the music. We were the creators of music. Oh boy, here I go again. And anybody listening to this, and you're African American, or you're white and listen to black music, you know what I'm talking about. Every time you put on an album of a black group, it's going to make you dance. I don't care who, what group it is. Today's group or yesterday's group. You're going to take your woman and you're just going to dance. You know? That's why you got so many kids. Oh boy, let me stop that. Back then, you had Marvin Gaye. Once you listen to a Marvin Gaye song, your woman just, all her, she just surrender. I don't care if she was white or black, she just surrendered to you. You were like, I hit it tonight. She was saying, you ain't getting nothing. Once you put that Marvin Gaye on, her whole world flips upside down. Luther Vandross, oh boy, put him on. Her hormones will go from being a good heavenly woman to the little girl with hormones on for an hour. I can't tell you details, but ask your grandmothers and your mothers what I'm talking about if you're old enough. My mom and my mom and them listening and Uncle Harry and all them, they know what I'm talking about. And that's why my grandfather had so many children. Yeah, I went there. Oh boy. But this is my point why New Edition is so great. You know, you got a girl, she loves the New Edition. Take a get those tickets, okay? And you're living in Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all gonna get them first. I mean, they probably gonna stop over other cities too, but I kept seeing on my phone they stopping at Cleveland, Ohio. So it must be gonna be that first stop on the tour. So got a girl, live in Cleveland, Ohio, and she loved the new edition, and she's mad at you, give them the hottest ticket going to be in town for right now. Okay. There's other groups too, but new edition, Jag, and Charlie Wilson, they the hottest tickets right now. And guys, new edition, y'all listening? Anybody in the fam party listening? Anybody listening to this podcast listening? That's in the group, that know the group, family of the group. Thank y'all for being together for so long. God bless every last one of y'all. Especially you, Bobby. All the stuff that you've been through. Lost your daughter and your wife. And all the stuff that you've been through, I guess, including all of y'all, the whole group. And you just kept it strong. You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up there, to keep it going for your fans. And just remember, guys, each one of y'all, God loves you. He bless y'all with many people who want to do. Everybody, I mean, you're doing something that a lot of people would love to do, and you got to do it. You got to do it. Even though you were getting $1, but God bless you with more. Okay? And just remember, take that talent, take what you got, and pass it to somebody else. Well, Michael Bibb did that with Boyz II Men, you know. And I wish Boyz II Men was going with him on this tour. And if you had TLC, I definitely would be on that bus, Greyhound bus, you know. But it's not enough for me to skip work and get on that Greyhound bus to go to Ohio. But if you had TLC, I would definitely spend my rent money to see y'all in Cleveland. TLC. I can't say, but I'm not too bad to brag. But everyone, if you love these people, if you love these groups and this guy, young man, he is a young man. He's still going strong, Charlie Wilson. If you love them, got their albums. If you want to go back to the old school and pray that they bring good music, more new music, especially the new edition, we want to get back in the studio and do another Heartbreak album. The best album y'all did. Since Candy Girl and Mr. Telephone Man. That's one of the best albums y'all put out. The next best one is Mr. Telephone Man. And All One Love. And then Home Again. And Tell Me Out album, it was okay. It only had one side of the songs. It was okay. That's the bottom of the list. But that's not the point. You need to get in the studio, all six of y'all, and do an album. Ask Charlie Wilson to produce it for you. Ask the double group to produce it. Get together and produce each other album. But give us an album too. Give us an album. Gave us a good movie. BET. Ralph. Michael Bibb. You're a businessman. We love y'all. Keep it going. Keep it going as long as you can. Show those Republicans and Democrats that black people, all black people, is not criminal. Okay, and we can make money, regular money, legally. Because y'all proof of that. Y'all, six black guys from the projects of Boston and Washington, D.C. Don't forget Johnny Gill. He's from Washington. So I know he's going home with the group. I know he's going past D.C. Mr. Johnny. And I know you know about Baltimore, Mr. Johnny. So you got to come. But they did give us an album. They did give us a song on Johnny Gill album, new album. That was nice. That, I guess that was the taste of what's yet to come. You know, and it was a hit song. And I still listen to it. A new album from the New Edition, a new song from the New Edition on a Johnny Gill album. You better go somewhere with that. And no, I'm very straight. I love my woman. I'm a very straight guy. So don't go there. I love woman, regular woman, national born woman. Gotta be born a girl to woman to be a Whitlock, Miss Whitlock. I don't want no Mr. Miss Whitlock. I don't go there. The Bible said man and woman. I don't have nothing against the gay community. I don't have nothing against the homosexual community. I don't hate them. I don't have no hate for them or nothing, no anger for them. You can love whoever you want. You can go out whoever you want, sleep whoever you want, free country. Don't matter. I love y'all guys too. Love the gay community. I just believe the old school, man and woman. Old school. The Bible says, man and woman. That's my belief. Your belief? Your belief, okay? Like I said, you can love anybody you want, okay? Don't have hate for you, like some people do. Don't talk about your love. I mean, you are what you are. It's on Star Trek. It's everywhere now. You know, it's the new normal. And people, I don't encourage you to hate old school. Just believe in marriage between a man and woman. Hey, this new normal. Gotta live with it. Even your pastor at church will say, hey, gotta live with it. You know? That's what they want. That's what they choose. Their choice. And you know, but not me. Not some people. And I'm some people. Nah. But I, you know, I'm so glad Cleveland. I'm so glad. I'm still on Cleveland. I'm still on y'all guys. Cleveland. And have a good time when they do come. Because Baltimore going to really show their love when they come. Right, New Edition? Right, Charlie Wilson? And Jealousy? We really going to show our love. They going to hear us from Cleveland, Ohio when y'all come here. Oregon? Rhode Island? District of Columbia? Ohio? Chicago? Los Angeles, Baltimore, Racertown, New York, and all the counties and cities in the states. I love you. Thank you for listening. All my children, here's their names. All your new listeners, ready for the names. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And we love you. Family, uncles, cousins, brothers and sisters, as long to prosper. May the force of God be with you. May the force of God be with you always. And see you on the next episode. New Edition. Good night, New Edition. Good night, New Edition. From Baltimore, New Edition. Baltimore, Maryland.